Back now with Day to Day, Americans faced with higher heating bills have gotten a big break this winter from the weather. The cost of staying warm is still high, but the Energy Department says things would have been a lot worse if the weather wasn't so unusually warm. Bob Moon is joining us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. And Bob, what's the latest word on how much it's costing people to heat their homes this winter?
This is one of those times it's good news and bad news all in the same number. The Energy Department now figures that on average, heating bills will total 17% more this winter than last winter. That is a big jump, the biggest increase in 3 years, in fact, but it's only a little more than half of what the government was forecasting back when the 6-month-long heating season began in October. As recently as a month ago, the Energy Department was warning of a 25% jump in heating bills. So 17% is a considerable improvement over that. The Energy Information Administration attributes that to temperatures that were 27% warmer than normal last month. This, by the way, is not only good news on the energy front, but it's good news for the overall economy because it means that we should be able to spend more on other things than heating our homes.
Well, I imagine things could turn poorly if the weather gets colder.
Yeah, dare we utter the most overused cliche in reporting, only time will tell. But that really is true. Colder weather is really setting in here in the Northeast right now. A lot of New Yorkers, in fact, have been walking around with light jackets on, and they've been enjoying the mild weather with really a sense of wonder until just a few days ago when it started to really chill off again. There is some reason to worry about what's ahead. Let me read you this this line from the government report we've been talking about. It says, should colder than normal weather occur for the remainder of the heating season, expenditures could be significantly higher than currently projected. But for now, at least, the outlook is better than it had been.
Well, Bob, I'm wondering if this is having any effect on the overall price of oil and gasoline, for example.
Yeah, oil prices did drop by $2 a barrel after this report came out. And today there's another government report out that's likely to have even more of an effect. This report shows crude oil inventories are well above average for this time of year. So where's the shortage? Even better news, gasoline inventories are up twice as much as expected to 4.3 million barrels. Speculators have been anticipating this news. Crude oil prices have fallen more than 5% this week. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into a new mission for the Army, protecting the environment.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.